Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 30th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mocha Digital launches new customizable ticketing platform for any business. Mocha Digital has launched a new customizable ticketing platform designed to help businesses manage requests, track digital tickets, and streamline tasks. This platform adapts to each organization's unique workflows, enhancing communication and efficiency. With comprehensive tools, businesses can improve processes, eliminate inefficiencies, and boost customer satisfaction. The platform centralizes tickets, providing transparency and accountability. It accelerates response times, leading to higher customer satisfaction. Real-time tracking and reporting empower teams to anticipate roadblocks and measure performance. Mocha Digital's ticketing platform offers customization, efficiency, and transparency, transforming web support into a strategic advantage for businesses in today's competitive environment.
DataVault AI, DVLT, secures multi-million dollar resource commitment from IBM. DataVault AI, a leader in AI data experience, valuation, and monetization, has secured a multi-million dollar commitment of resources from IBM. This commitment includes engineering, technical sales, and quantum computing expertise to support DataVault's platform development and go-to-market growth. The collaboration is expected to accelerate integration of IBM's WatsonX.AI and WatsonX.Governance capabilities, enhance DataVault's product roadmap, and drive enterprise adoption worldwide. Biz Dziermaga, head of America's AI partnerships at IBM, stated that supporting DataVault's mission will drive data monetization opportunities for companies of all sizes. For more information, visit DataVault AI's website.
Beef trade realigns as U.S. exports to China collapse. U.S. beef exports to China have plummeted due to lapsed permits attributed to U.S.-China trade tensions. Australia has capitalized on the vacuum, gaining market share in China's beef import market. American meat producers face pressure to adapt as exports to China drop from over $118 million to less than $10 million per month. Tyson Foods Inc. is up 0.80%, while Hormel Foods Corp. rose 0.51%. Pilgrim's Pride Corp. increased by 1.62%, but Seaboard Corp. decreased by 0.25%. Sysco Corp. rose by 0.49%. Investors are monitoring how U.S. meat processors navigate the loss of Chinese market access, with Australia's beef exports rising. Uncertainty looms until there's clarity on future trade policy and supply chain stability.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, refiles ANDA for preservative-free IV ketamine Ketafree. NRx Pharmaceuticals has refiled its abbreviated new drug application with the U.S. FDA for Ketafree-M, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation, covering all existing approved indications. This comes after FDA approval of its suitability petition. NRx is targeting a ketamine market estimated at $750 million annually in the U.S. and projected to reach $3.35 billion globally by 2034. The company is seeking priority review due to an ongoing drug shortage, highlighting its patented formulation, manufactured with Nephron Pharmaceuticals in South Carolina, as a safer alternative free of benzethonium chloride, a preservative linked to neurotoxicity.
Supercom Ltd., NASDAQ SPCB, expands U.S. footprint with new Wisconsin project, 12th state in 1 year. Supercom Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, has expanded its presence in the U.S. with a new electronic monitoring project in Wisconsin, making it the company's 12th state entry in just 1 year. This project, in partnership with the Sheriff's Department, aims to introduce a domestic violence prevention program and potentially expand into GPS tracking. Supercom's Pure Security platform offers modular GPS, RFID, and mobile solutions tailored to public safety needs. Research shows that electronic monitoring programs can help reduce recidivism rates, making this expansion significant for SuperCom's growth in the U.S.
Somos VC appoints Jose Pinheiro as Executive Director to advance leadership for Latinoas and Allies in Venture Capital. Somos VC has appointed Jose Pinheiro as Executive Director, bringing over 20 years of experience in business leadership and Latino empowerment. Pinheiro will focus on expanding opportunities for Latino and allied talent in venture capital, strengthening partnerships, and growing the organization's reach and impact. With a proven track record in fundraising and board governance, Pinheiro's vision will strengthen the VC talent pipeline and deliver measurable impact. Somos VC, a nonprofit organization, aims to unlock opportunities for Latinoas and allies in venture capital through programs like fellowship and mentorship programs, Avanza Summit, and Annual Summit. Partnering with various organizations, Somos VC is committed to building the next generation of innovators and leaders in the VC ecosystem.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, unveils 2026 MVR series with first HVAC-equipped electric carts. Massimo Group, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol MAMO, has unveiled its 2026 MVR series, featuring the MVR HVAC golf cart and MVR Cargo Max electric utility cart. These are the first fully enclosed electric carts in their class to come standard with integrated heating and air conditioning, offering up to 45 miles per charge, a top speed of 25 miles per hour, and year-round comfort for recreational, municipal, and industrial users. Massimo Group, a Texas-based manufacturer and distributor of power sports products, is committed to providing high-performance, reliable, and affordable vehicles for consumers across the United States.
Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., expands portfolio with acquisition of Legendary Club One in Savannah. Pride Holdings Group proudly announces the acquisition of Club One in Savannah, a beloved LGBTQ+ nightlife hotspot. With a rich history spanning over three decades, Club One has been a cultural icon known for its drag performances and commitment to inclusivity. Under the leadership of CEO Michael Barrett, the venue will maintain its legendary status while introducing new experiences and community initiatives. Operating under the Pride Holdings Group banner, Club One will continue to offer its signature events with enhancements and announcements planned for the future. This acquisition represents a celebration of LGBTQ+ history and a commitment to preserving Club One's legacy for generations to come.
Investor news breaks. 51 Labs, Inc., FY, signs LOI to acquire BioSpark AI Technologies. 51 Labs, Inc. has signed a letter of intent to acquire BioSpark AI Technologies, Inc., a Vancouver-based developer of patented AI systems for clinical data extraction and real-time analysis. The deal includes BioSpark's proprietary LLM ensemble technology, intellectual property, and a contingent payment of 25 million common shares tied to revenue milestones. This move further advances 51 Labs' strategy to deliver transformative AI healthcare and biotechnology solutions. 51 AI Labs, a subsidiary of 51 Labs, Inc., OTC and WAR, is redefining drug discovery by using AI to unlock new potential in proven medicines, accelerating smarter therapies that improve lives, reduce costs, and create lasting value for patients, partners, and investors. Network news breaks. La Flor Minerals, Inc., CSE LFLRF, 33WKRO, featured in Network News audio release on record gold prices driving near-term production opportunities. La Flor Minerals, trading under the symbols LFLR on the CSE, LFLRF on the OTCQB, and 3WK0 on the FSE, is highlighted in a Network News audio press release discussing the unprecedented opportunities for near-term producers due to record gold prices. The company's Swanson Gold Project in Quebec boasts a current mineral resource estimate of 123,400 ounces of gold indicated and 64,500 ounces inferred, with potential for expansion. Spanning over 18,300 hectares with a mining lease and 445 claims, the project benefits from multiple gold-bearing structures and proximity to the Beacon Gold Mill, positioning La Flor for rapid production. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at Antelf LRF.
Investor News breaks EaseGold Corp. CSE, ESCQB, ESCUF highlights exploration potential at Bolivar concession in Colombia. ESGold Corp. highlighted the exploration potential of its 1,734-hectare concession in Colombia's Bolivar region. The area has shown a 3.4 kilometers by 400-800-meter structural corridor with artisanal mining, high-grade channel samples up to approximately 170 grams per ton of gold, and untested depth potential below 200 meters. ESGold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation. The company's flagship Montauban property in Quebec showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community.
Weak demand leads VW to temporarily halt production at EV plants. German automaker Volkswagen is halting EV production at two manufacturing plants due to weak electric vehicle demand. The Zwickau and Dresden facilities will pause production for a week in October, while the Osnabrück plant in Lower Saxony will have a reduced working week. Other players like Massimo Group Nasdamo must strategize to avoid similar issues. Green Car Stocks is a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network for reaching target markets and delivering tailored corporate communications solutions. China considers regulating its copper smelting capacity. China, the world's largest copper smelter, is considering regulating its copper smelting capacity due to historically low processing fees, squeezing earnings. Chen Shuisen of the China Non-Ferrous Metals Industry Association highlights the challenges from depressed processing costs driven by competition among smelters. The industry's next steps, whether through regulation, consolidation, or global partnerships, will be closely watched. Entities like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will monitor these developments as the industry adapts to a new era of copper smelting.
Investor news breaks. Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ's P, advances TNX-2900 for Prader-Willi syndrome into Phase 2 trial. Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NEXP, has advanced its TNX-2900 for Prader-Willi syndrome into a Phase 2 trial after receiving FDA clearance. TNX-2900 is a magnesium-potentiated intranasal oxytocin formulation for the rare genetic disorder. The program has received orphan drug and rare pediatric disease designations, making Tonics eligible for a transferable priority review voucher upon approval. Tonics Pharmaceuticals is a commercial stage biotechnology company with a pipeline of development candidates. The company recently received FDA approval for Tonmya, TM, a non-opioid analgesic medicine for fibromyalgia. Tonics also markets treatments for acute migraine in adults, and is focused on CNS disorders, immunology, immuno-oncology, and infectious diseases in its development portfolio. For more information, visit www.tonicspharma.com.
West Vault Mining Inc., Quebec, WMDF, poised to unlock value through strong gold market fundamentals. Gold has surged to new record highs, recently surpassing 3,700 ADRs per ounce, as investors turn to it as a hedge against inflation and financial market volatility. Analysts predict further upside with rate cuts and central bank demand. West Vault Mining, WVF, a Nevada-focused gold company, aims to capitalize on this opportunity while managing risk. By delivering low-risk exposure to high-margin gold ounces, West Vault Mining offers investors powerful leverage in the current market environment. Investor news breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX, expands European Medical Advisory Board to advance Hybrite Phase 3 study. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on treatments for rare diseases, has expanded its European Medical Advisory Board to guide its confirmatory Phase 3 trial of Hybrite in early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. This 18-week study will enroll about 80 patients with top-line results expected in the second half of 2026. The company is strengthening European engagement ahead of potential commercialization. Solagenix is developing and moving toward potential commercialization of Hybrite as a novel photodynamic therapy for the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, The company's development programs also include synthetic hypericin for psoriasis, duscutide for inflammatory diseases, and vaccine candidates for ricin-toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19. For more information, visit Sologenics Newsroom at ibn.fm/sngx. Trilogy Metals, Inc., Humira-Q, TX, TMQ, positioned at the center of U.S. copper security and policy, the recent proclamation from the White House targets copper imports with tariffs to boost domestic production and national security. The Interior Department is considering adding copper to the U.S. critical minerals list, potentially unlocking federal funding for projects like Trilogy Metals' Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska. This move highlights the urgent need to secure domestic sources of copper, a critical metal for defense systems and infrastructure. With the convergence of market demand, national security priorities, and federal policy, Trilogy Metals, NYITMQ, is positioned at the center of economic and national security considerations in the U.S.
Investor Newsbreaks, Branded Legacy Inc., OTG, subsidiary files provisional patent for intranasal drug delivery platform. Branded Legacy Inc., OT subsidiary, BioLegacy Evaluative Group Inc., has filed a provisional patent application for its air-driven unitary intranasal drug delivery device for stable and reconstitutable medicaments. This innovative platform offers precise and cost-effective intranasal dosing for stable formulations like naloxone and unstable drugs needing on-demand reconstitution. Branded Legacy is a forward-thinking holdings company dedicated to addiction treatment and harm reduction. Leveraging collaborations with institutions like McMaster University and Stanford University. With a state-of-the-art GMP manufacturing facility in Vancouver, Branded Legacy is at the forefront of addressing public health challenges.
Introducing Rental Boss, next-generation software for equipment rental yards. Launching in 2026, FleetNow, a Cleveland-based equipment services company, is developing Rental Boss, a rental management platform tailored for the equipment rental sector. Set to launch in 2026, RentalBoss aims to address the industry's need for software designed specifically for rental yards. Many current solutions fall short, leaving businesses to struggle with tools not suited to their needs. RentalBoss will offer intuitive design, practical tools, and scalability, catering to small to mid-sized rental yards as well as larger fleets. With a focus on streamlining operations and providing reporting features for smarter decision-making, RentalBoss is poised to revolutionize the rental software landscape. Stay tuned for updates on the launch of RentalBoss at rentalboss.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.